SBS Radio.
Isaiah Dawe is a proud Butchula and Gawara saltwater man, but he says for the first 18 years of his life, he didn't know who he was.
When I was growing up in care, I was told by my carers, just inches away from my face, they'd say, Isaiah, you are a nobody. That's why you're in foster care, because your family abandoned you and you belong in jail. Just like your parents, that's where you're gonna end up.
A new report by Family Matters shows a growing trend towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders permanently being placed away from their families and going on to experience high levels of disadvantage. The report says Indigenous children make up 37.3% of the total out-of-home care population, including foster care, but only 5.5% of the total population of children in Australia. Family Matters co-chair Richard Weston says it's an issue born out of long-standing issues.
That legacy of stolen generations that's created vulnerability in our families and communities. So when they come to have challenges in their lives, they're less capable, less able to be able to deal with those challenges. And that brings them to the attention of authorities.
Growing up, Isaiah lived in at least 17 different foster homes and would run away at least once a week. He says he had to repeat year four because he couldn't read or write.
I didn't have that sense of community. I didn't have that sense of culture or that identity because I was taken away from all my family. I'd never met any of my family members growing up when I was in care. But fortunately, I met my younger sister when I was six. I was separated from all my other siblings, but I met my sister when I was six, and we grew up together. And I was lucky I had her, because otherwise, I don't reckon I'd be here.
The report also shows Indigenous children are now 10.2 times more likely to be removed from their families than non-Indigenous children. And Mr. Weston warns if the course of action isn't changed soon, the number of Indigenous children in care will more than double in the next 10 years. Family Matters is calling for a national comprehensive strategy that includes generational targets to address the causes of Indigenous child removal. Isaiah says so often organisations are focused on giving children a voice, but he says they already have one and are just not being heard.
Everyone needs that sense of belonging, because belonging, it gives you purpose and it gives you direction. I knew I was Aboriginal, but I didn't know what it meant or felt to be Aboriginal. I wasn't really proud, and I really didn't have the reasons to.
Assistant Minister for Children and Families Michelle Landry says that the National Framework for Protecting Australia's Children recognises that Indigenous children in child protection systems require culturally appropriate care and support. She says the government is committed to working with all levels of government and the community to improve the safety and well-being of Australia's children and young people. Isaiah Dawe says that when he left the system, his life really began.
Fortunately, when I got out of the system, I found my identity, and I found my purpose, and I found my belonging, and I truly found my sense of happiness. And without happiness in your life, what else is there?
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.